Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Advice to realtors in a down market. I would say just work. Work hard. Like a lot of realtors in the industry, they think they work hard, but they're not. They're not even putting in 40 hours a week. They're not putting in the basics. They're not studying the market. People go, oh, how's the market? Oh, well, it's like this. But, you know, they really don't have a clue. And when I say study the market, it's not like you have to master it. It's not like you have to know exactly the percentages. Like the monthly, the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver publishes their monthly statistics, and that's a very overall bird's eye perspective. The bird's eye perspective is nice, but when it comes to working with an individual buyer or seller, they don't care about the bird's eye perspective. They go, for my particular house, what is it worth? And you cannot shove them the bird's eye perspective. Well, according to the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver Central, it is a 18% sales to active listings rate. That doesn't help the seller wanting to sell their home. You have to do an individual analysis for that particular home in that neighborhood. And then for the buyer, you know, giving them an overall third, like a 30,000 square foot perspective doesn't help them. Yeah, it might sound cool. Oh yeah, like it's in the last 10 years, it's a 20% increase in sales from last year, or 20% decrease in the last 10 years. It's like the second highest number of listings. Whatever. That doesn't help the buyer. That doesn't help the seller. Like, it's all fluff statistics. I think at the end of the day, the buyer and seller care about what is the market going to do, not about the past, and they care about where is the market going, the trend, or based on current economic fundamentals, where is the market going, what is their property worth, and what should they buy based on their needs, their specific needs. So I think, well, I write in my book about how people like...
How is this relevant to advise the realtors during a down market?
So what should realtors do in a slow market? I think realtors need to work. Like, most realtors can't survive because they're not even doing the bare minimum. I think they should pick up the phone and start calling people. They should start sending emails. They should follow up with people, past clients. I think they should post on social media, maybe get in front of a camera and shoot videos. They should, you know, door knock, cold call. There's a lot of things that they can do. But I think realtors think that, in the slow market, I should just wait for the market to recover and I'll just chill at home. Or no, now's the time. You gotta go networking, go speak to people, talk to people. People are still moving. People are still buying and selling in a slow market. And the difference between the realtors who succeed and the ones who don't, the realtors who succeed are the ones who do stuff. They go and make stuff happen. They are resourceful, right? They take massive action. They're not the ones who just sit around and wait for things to fall in their lap.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.